I remember the night when the black shrouds hung light and the moon gold was full bloomed and the countryside round sang the ascending sound of a night bird deeply tuned. She came to me shyly to walk by my side, for she knew not the sound of my fears. But she did understand. I took hold of her hand. We walked as the sunrise grew near. "Who are you?" she cried, "and why do you hide deep in the shadows of night? Tell of the works and the loves of your days. Tell all before dawning's light." I didn't know how she could be the enchantress who stood, how the light in her eyes to me lied. So ignoring her plea, we touched silently. I did not understand why she cried. At the pound of the tide, the night uttered a cry. We ran by the shores of the sea, and the white waves were pearled on the waters that swirled about dancers naked and free. And the mist saw her wade far out into the waves, her hair stroked by sea wind and brine. And I ran through the sands to her beckoning hands, but never again were they mine. All our passions were fed by the first kiss of red. I saw her distantly sink. The sun rose from its bed, and the gold touched her head, and the ocean allowed her to sing. Now my days all pass slow, and my nights scarcely go beyond the realm of my dreaming. And I long for the sight of the girl of the night, whose countenance and promise I'm keeping. And when one night more we will rush to the shore of the waters pleasure finding, ah, this time she will know I will not let her go, but save her for dawn's daylight binding.